Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour four of the Nation here on a Football Monday. And what a wild card weekend it was. I think there was like 12 lead changes in the fourth quarter, which was a record with all the combined games and all the crazy comebacks. I had the gut feeling at one point Jacksonville was trying to pull Josh Allen into the end zone.
Yeah.
On that tush push, because there's a minute to go. We got to get this dude in the end zone. And then there was very little resistance ultimately when they ran their next play from goal line. And I wonder if that's playing a part in things, by the way, just more leaning into let him score so at least we can get the ball back. And it's crazy how much better these teams are at scoring late on top of that. Like, why not come out with that level of risk and go for the big plays and go for the gusto? But it's almost like they have two game plans, one for the rest of the game and then one for when they really need a touchdown. And damn it, they're getting these touchdowns at a high rate.
Yeah, it's like, don't play not to lose and then until we have to play to win.
Yeah.
It's amazing exactly how bad the coverage is in these games at times.
Yeah.
You know, that all of a sudden you're like, why are guys just, you know, and we were talking about it earlier, why are guys just running open? You know, is it just you just, oh no, we'll just keep everything in front of you and then
start playing soft.
It seems like everybody has really good field position to start these drives too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's like, well, they only need about 30 yards to get in field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, damn, that's one or two plays right there to make sure.
If these kickers are going to be banging them from 63 yards and stuff, we don't need to have a rule where you get it at the 35 and you're like 15 yards from being in range. It's just weird.
It is real weird.
All right, Chief, football's finest.
Salute. Yes, sir. Yeah, heck of a wild card weekend. Let's get into all of it right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, so Patriots-Chargers was a bummer to watch, but that did not spoil an otherwise perfect weekend to kick off the NFL postseason. The four other games were decided by 14 points combined. The first three games were decided by touchdowns scored in the final 2 minutes, which set an NFL playoff record. Rams-Panthers was only the fifth game in postseason history to feature four fourth quarter lead changes. The Bills and Jags bumped that to six with their crazy ending to that game as well. So really couldn't have asked for a better start to the NFL postseason. And you get the Packers and Eagles losing. I mean, it was
perfect.
It was just fantastic. The Panthers giving the Rams all they could handle. And I did see from RJ Ochoa, this is disappointing. There were a couple of disappointing things through a Cowboys lens. But there have now been 12 different wild card round games where the number 2 seed hosted the number 7 seed. The 2 seeds are 11-1 in those specific games.
Mm. Dallas,
2023.
Green Bay.
Losing to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And just getting embarrassed by them. The other thing, too, is just watching Milton Williams dominate the game. Just going like,
he just like smacks Vrabel, and now Vrabel's bleeding, and they're just embracing, and it was amazing.
I think
just football guys.
Vrabel loves you more if you make him bleed.
Yeah,
like he appreciates it.
Didn't he? Was he the guy that really smacked Herbert like right before half as well? That was, or did he? He was the one that fell on him.
Yeah, he fell on him. He also had one where like he just totally hits him in the face, and they didn't call it.
It was wild, man. I thought, you know, that was the biggest or the most egregious, the easiest one to call that maybe they didn't get called all weekend long, and it was frustrating.
Forcible to the face.
Yeah, like, what are we looking at? And Harbaugh was livid, but I mean,
of course he was.
More things to be mad about. The performance of his team was pretty pathetic.
Yes.
That might have rattled Herbert. Like, we don't know if he was concussed on that play or what, but he was perhaps the least aware that I've seen him, and I've watched Herbert a lot this year.
Yeah,
any playoff game, just watch. He looks like that.
Man, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're now 0-3, and we said it last week. Like, the offensive line's bad, but at least score more than 3 points.
Right.
Like, come on, dude. The offense was just putrid.
He had moments. He could have done something, and he just didn't. But
He doesn't trust anything about his offensive line or his weapons or his play caller. Like, he's just out there going, man, I gotta make something out of nothing seemingly every single time. And he left some plays on the field because of it. But I do feel for him because he's just put in a disaster of a situation. But yeah, the Milton Williams thing, that's an offseason guy. And I know he ended up getting a fair amount more than what Osa got. But
he was the highest paid DT.
Yeah, but the Cowboys just had no interest. They were married to the idea that they wanted their own guy. Mm-hmm. Milton Williams, clearly the better player, and he was dominant last night. Now, when it comes to the Eagles, the 49ers produced the highest single-game offensive success rate against the Eagles since Dick Fangio became their defensive coordinator. So it was a really, really solid performance by Shanahan and Purdy. You're losing Kittle. You're still finding a way to get it done. And the Eagles' offense is just sad. Second half drives. And that's, I mean, the Niners have the worst defense in the postseason? Like, of all the postseason defenses, the Niners probably are the worst because of all the injuries they've had. I mean, they're right there towards the bottom when you're looking at the postseason defenses.
Sure.
And their second half, the Eagles offensively, 3 plays, 7 yards, punt, 4 plays, negative 4 yards, punt, 10 plays, 23 yards, field goal, 3 plays, negative 3 yards, punt. I mean, that was what their offense was. And it was only a 16% pressure rate for Jalen Hurts.
But, Eric, you told us the nerdy numbers that the Eagles were, like, the number one in the league in three and outs.
Yes.
No matter who they play.
Offense is bad.
Their offense doesn't sustain drives at all.
No.
And then all of a sudden you have some of those drops that they had in that game.
Yeah.
We mentioned the run stuffs with Saquon Barkley. He had 100 yards, but, man, I mean, I think if you're the 49ers, you're like, wow, okay, cool, we'll get up 100 yards, big deal. But, man, those drops were bad. And some of the pressure they were able to get, some of the throws that he tried to make in the middle of the field that were – the one to Smith that could have been it was a high ball,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, and he tried to fit that one in on fourth down. That was just a hell of a play by the linebacker to get over there and knock that thing down.
I think he's just so limited that teams got a book on him now, and they figured out how to beat him. And the only answer that he's going to have is if he wants to be a 10 to 12 run a game guy. And he just doesn't want to do that at this point in his career. Maybe the OC is not asking him if he will. But if I'm Philadelphia, that's something we need to get to the bottom of. Is going into next year, you are once again a massive threat with your legs. You know, we want to try to go for the QB rushing title this year to put us back in the Super Bowl, and I think that could do it. Yeah, I mean, when you exclude the tush push, when you look at the number of times that they had, like, Jalen Hurts design runs, last year it was 96. Hmm. This year it was 41.
Okay.
I mean, that's just one example right there. The designed runs where we're
three,
asking.
Three a game.
Yeah. I mean, a huge difference right there. And Jalen Hurts is not the kind of quarterback that that can win without using his superpower, which is his ability to scramble and take off on you.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy in hot water, or maybe being celebrated by Eagles fans today. He went on his show, and usually LeSean McCoy is totally full of it. But this one, it seems to pass the smell test. He said he's been talking to a lot of his, you know, friends from his contacts with the Eagles, and they say we can't do anything more with him. Like, the limitations of our offense are because of what he sees and how he processes information. So you got to go back to optimizing the game plan on what he does at a very elite level.
Couldn't agree more. Now, on the other side of things, that's an all-time Packers collapse right there.
Ooh, yeah.
All-time Packers collapse. And I guess Matt LaFleur is going to live to fight another day. Schefter's talking about how they're in extension talks, and they're gonna go ahead and keep him there. But man, that is a tough pill to swallow right there. And the throw that Caleb Williams made on fourth down. Heck, the rookie tight end, Colston Loveland.
Yeah.
Hell, I mean, that is a historical, legendary, dominant performance from a rookie tight end.
Yeah.
He was the focal. He had like 15 targets.
Yep.
Yeah. That was outstanding by him. And Caleb Williams can be frustrating because you're like, dude, there's some stuff that should be easy that he's not getting done. But when you crank up the difficulty on him late in the game and it's all the pressure and, oh, my Lord, he's like 13-plus miles an hour running.
He's unreal.
To his left, making the fourth down throw.
That was, like I say, that was very reminiscent of what you saw when he was at SC playing quarterback.
That's the Mahomes-like traits.
That's why people fell in love with this guy, for that type of play, and it finally showed up in a game. It really, really did. Loveland's been outstanding. There were a lot of questions of him getting taken before Warren, right?
I still think Tyler Warren's the better of the two players. I was pretty shocked when he got, but clearly Ben Johnson had a plan for him. He fits what he wants to do.
Yeah, it all came to fruition for sure with him on Saturday. He was fantastic. Offensive plays run with the lead in three Bears-Packers games this season. The Packers had 106 plays offensively with a lead. The Bears have zero offensive plays with the lead versus the Bears.
Wow.
But the Bears won two of those three games. I mean, that is a crazy collapse right there for the Packers. Packers fans are just as sick to their stomachs as they've been in a long time.
Something you have to be somewhat happy about if you're a Packer fan. This is just, please take it the way it is, that Matthew Golden finally showed up for him.
Yeah, that touchdown was nasty.
They've been waiting all year long for him to be that guy.
It was his first touchdown.
Yeah, and he...
That was such a great one,
too. He was like the first-round receiver to never score a touchdown in the regular season.
Here's a theory I have, though. Do you kind of worry about, you know, Jeff Hafley, the coordinator there with the Packers? He's up for a bunch of jobs, right?
Yeah, he is.
They keep mentioning him and interviews and all that. Do you think it was the Dan Quinn, Dallas Cowboy playing the Packers thing? You know what I'm saying? That Dan Quinn was kind of hunting up a job and was his focus completely on game plan and all. I know Will McClay just MF'd me for even thinking that.
Right.
I mean, he did.
Name was brought up pretty late, though.
Will was not happy with me at all. But I just wondered, was Dan really working on the game plan, or was he like working on an interview? You know what? And I wonder if the Packers maybe caught the opposite end of that with Hafley, like being up for some of these jobs.
Well, I mean,
How focused on the game plan were you really? You know, were you really doing? Were you splitting time there? Like I say, Will was, he was MFing me bad.
Yeah, it's hard to know, but it's fair to bring up.
Oh no, he was like, he goes, man, you've been in the league long enough, you know better than that. And I'm like, okay, then you take the blame for this one. You take the blame. There's no way in hell that team should have come in here and beaten you the way they did.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Hafley, I don't think, got a request till the end of the week, though. So he had all week to put in. Everybody keeps talking about his name.
His name gets thrown around quite a bit.
Yeah, you think he's – I don't know.
I would say no on this one, just because he didn't get his first request until, I think, Friday.
Yeah, but okay.
But, I mean, I get what you're saying. Is he preparing in the back of his mind, what am I going to do in these interviews?
Like, his agent's telling him, hey, listen, man, you got a shot at the Ravens. You got a shot at the Falcons. You got a shot at the Dolphins?
Sure.
My man was probably sitting down and watching some tape. You know, you don't want to go in there blind, not know anything about the team you're interviewing with. When's he going to do that?
And you know from experience how long it can take watching tape to get a good handle. Like, this isn't 30 minutes or three hours.
If I was Jerry Jones and Steven Jones and I brought you in and you didn't know anything about my defense, Why'd I bring you in here?
Do you think assistant coaches and coordinators are prepping 16-hour a day every day in the playoffs?
I think that what happens is, there's things you're going through and watching every bit of tape, maybe going back to. They got it now where they can make these cut-ups, where they can ask it from 3 years ago, give me all their trick plays.
Dang.
And I want that program. And it puts all their, you know. It puts it all in order for you. Oh, give me all the third down throws with him running to the right. You know, there's ways that they make their job a lot easier, and you got a lot more coaches. But the prep you have to make when you're going to do an interview, it's always funny when coaches are like, they're telling the video guys, hey, man, can you make me some cut-ups of the Buccaneers? And they're like, for what? Well, can you just make me some cut-ups for the Buccaneers? I just want to look. Okay, now we know you're looking for a job. You know, you're interviewing. You're trying to get a breakdown of their team, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. So, I just always wondered about that.
Well, thank you for that, football's finest, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Wild card weekend, a very content-rich environment. Meanwhile, the Cowboys working on their next DC. There's been a number of upgrades on that. We have the Mavs rookie trying to make more history as well coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll get you the details on that. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30, and then LA Live at 5:40, and we're back with all that here on The Fan. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We go commercial-free to the top every night at this time right here on The Fan. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 5 minutes, LA Live at 5:40. This segment of the nation, the Expressway, is brought to you by the on-time experts. Cowboys did interview Aaron Whitecotton. The reason being they liked him, and they feel like there's upside. That's the story with Joseph Hoyt. They feel like there's upside on that defensive line, and he's got a good track record of improving defenses wherever he goes. So they did interview him. They also interviewed Jonathan Gannon, the former head coach with Arizona. The Cowboys like that. He also coached with Clayton Adams at Arizona in 2023 and 2024. Guys, I don't feel like the former head coach thing is as important if Shoddy is really heading this thing up, as he demonstrated last year with his OC hire. I mean, is there another former head coach on staff? I don't know. I think he wants younger dudes now that Eberflus is out of there.
Yeah.
I think he wants, younger guys. Zach Orr, 33 years old, speaking of younger dudes, local guy, played at DeSoto, played at UNT, then played with the Ravens. Archer wrote more about him. Top 10 defenses in 2024, was with Shoddy in Jacksonville for a short spell. And that spell in Jacksonville is the only other spot he's ever been. And they like, the organization there with the Ravens has had a strong defensive identity for a long time.
Yeah.
So that is the latest.
Have we ever figured out who Shoddy's coaching influences are? Are there guys that he would lean on to kind of run names by?
He's mentioned Pete Carroll.
Okay.
But he has talked about this in regards to Clayton Adams. Like he'd call people around, call around the league. He'd do some research himself, but he likes to stay up to date on who are the hot young names. But I really do think this is all, if you just look at the names involved, all of them in some way, shape, or form have some connection to Brian Schottenheimer. So it does see, you've got the Clayton Adams influence, of course, with Jonathan Gannon, and he knows him as well. Zach Orr, that connection. Jones is and Bond are both guys that I think he's got a track record having followed. And then we know about, Whitecotton as an in-house hire. But I think that this is definitely a spearheaded Brian Schottenheimer search. I really think that Jerry and Steven are have at it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we're, six guys in now with interviews? Are these guys going to be interviewed tomorrow or at some point this week, or have they already been interviewed?
When we're talking about Gannon's tomorrow. I did see that.
They said they were working. When I talked to some people this morning about 6:30, believe it or not.
Yeah, it got reported that Gannon is going to be tomorrow. Yeah, the rest of them, I think.
They were working on getting these lined up. Yeah.
But Whitecotton was today.
Yeah,
he got done today.
All righty. So maybe we'll get a long line of names, and we'll be able to talk more about these guys as the week continues. Now, over in basketball, Cooper Flagg, favorite now for a rookie of the year, a shoe-in for the Rising Stars game at NBA All-Star Weekend in Los Angeles. I think it's the second weekend in February, right after the trade deadline. Back-to-back Rookie of the Month awards now. But the Morning News asking in a piece this afternoon, could Flagg be the first rookie since Blake Griffin in 2011 to make it to the big game? The last two rookies to be named All-Stars in the association, Yao Ming, who came in, he was giant and he was a little bit older, maybe 24, 25 years old. And then Blake Griffin in 2011, who, if you remember, sat out his first year. So it was a rookie by definition, but he had the injury and then had, a significant amount of time. I don't want to take anything away from Blake Griffin, but he did have more time. This would be, a clear deviation from that, considering Cooper Flagg, 18 years old when he started the season. That would be incredible if he can make it. He did enter this week as the only rookie in the top 20 vote getters for both conferences. Wow. These are fan returns. So, he ranked 16th in the West. That marks slightly behind what Anthony Davis has gotten, actually, the recognition surprised Flagg, who's rewritten several NBA records during his first 2 months as a pro. I feel blessed, obviously, to see that is really cool. I feel honored and blessed just to see my name up there. 45 rookies in the league's 80-year history have made the All-Star team as a rookie, but only eight since 1985. So this was used to be a bigger deal, I guess, when players consistently played all 4 years in college and arrived at 22, 23, sometimes even 24 years old, out of the box, ready to rock and roll. So that would be quite an accomplishment for Cooper Flagg. And at this point, you'd have to say it'd be a surprise. But if he absolutely balls out here over the next 3 weeks and other people get a chance to make their selections, I would not be absolutely shocked by it. Just surprised at this point. Harbaugh interviews with the Ravens. Brooks Koepka coming back to the PGA Tour. So I know that's a big deal for golf fans. And Raiola is going to join Oregon as the Ducks await the call from Dante Moore. Is he going to go pro or is he going to come on back? All right. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander.
Got it. Check. Microphone check. Do I sound? Here we go. There we go. All
right. Clear.
Thank you, sir. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. 530. All right. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Is there anything you think I should be playing this week? Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. What you guys have been doing, and I have a lot in my folder. I appreciate that. Locked and loaded, bro. Which I already had a lot of stuff in there. Real talk. All right, let's see here. Brother. G-Bag of the Year winner for 2025 was Bobby Belt. Shout out to Bobby Belt with Them Boys Is Sus. Them Boys Is Sus. Mustard on the beat, ho. But our winner and champ right here comes from the Nightcap. That is Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. They were talking about North Carolina and everything, and then it just got kind of weird. I think there's some cap going on.
Panthers in the playoffs.
Hello, why are you hopping up another team? You ain't even never been to Charlotte.
What you talking about, man? I've been to Charlotte Motor Speedway. I done been to a Panthers game. I done played against the Panthers in Charlotte and gave them that work. What you talking about? I used to date a girl.
Good.
In Charlotte. Yeah. Never forget, 2003. I wonder how she doing.
I don't know.
I've been to Raleigh.
He's talking about me.
I've been to Raleigh.
You mean
twice.
Raleigh?
Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
Raleigh.
Close enough.
That's how you say it? How you say
Raleigh.
It again? You for real? But it's spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
Raleigh.
That's Raleigh.
Close enough. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Close enough there, Ocho Cinco. I appreciate you. More on that later during LA Live.
Oh, good.
We have a follow-up to that little old story right there on LA Live. Whether it wins or not, I'm going to get to it.
I do like this combination, everything going on here with Shannon and Ocho.
Oh, yeah.
Like the content's upgraded with it being independent.
Yeah,
that's
good,
what we're learning here.
Good show.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 6ABC News in Philly. Those Bird fans, boy, they took a L yesterday. I got a whole lot of videos of them crashing out and everything. I'll probably play them tomorrow for Toxic Tuesday. We've got they spoke with a young Philly fan right here. Broke his little bird's heart.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. You probably would rather have Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, A.J., but, you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at, the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One side, he's cooking. One half, he's cooking. And the other half is completely raw. And
this kid's got material.
He does. You know exactly what he was doing.
Completely raw.
Give me a quick 5 minutes, kid. Yeah, I ain't mad at that right there. Whole lot of videos I got of those people's crashing out up there in Philly.
Love that.
Thought you were going to need more bleeps for that one, man. The kids down there, they learn the F word.
Yeah, they should.
It's like their first word.
They sure do. You hear what Joey said? It's F the Cowboys.
Yeah. It's first words.
Trap House Sports. Shout out to Trap House Sports. It was a fantastic weekend of football. Packers. We're not fans of Packers here in Dallas. I mean, cool with the fans, but Packers always putting their foot in our behinds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of vibe.
Gotten old.
They're packing us.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So shout out to Trap House Boys right here for making a little anthem. F them Packers.
List play, winner stay, loser go home. Lost to a dude with a pink cell phone. Michael went to Green Bay, they gave him plenty cash. Tell them Packers team is winning ass. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yeah, yes, them Packers. We both in Cancun, so what y'all say don't matter. We both ain't win no ring, but I think your team is trash. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yeah, yes, them Packers. We're watching from home, so what y'all say don't matter. And my teammate be ass, but I think your team is
after.
First I bag back the Green Bay Pack. My CT tweaking, it's time to get crazy. Jordan Love got them braids from all his behavior. Why he throw a screen pass to a lineman? Why the f*** do y'all think y'all the line? My CT tweaking, I'm about to get wrecked. Why y'all going so hard for our sloppy second? My CT tweaking, it's time to get hazardous. The Packers like Trap House.
Nice. It just cuts it off, too.
Nice.
It's like, I don't know how to end this. I'm going to just cut it off.
Yep. A loss from a Cowboys rival is not complete till Trap House touches it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's poetic.
F the 49ers is great. Now we got F the Packers. I'm here for it.
That might have been the greatest post-game show in the history of the NFL. Just everything that went along with that. The on-field interviews with the Bears fans chanting. I don't know.
It was sick, dude.
Like
the grating of the cheese, it was all epic.
Oh, the grating of the cheese was awesome. So I like that little bit right there. Ouch.
I'm sorry that Mike is hurt, but there is a part of me that thinks it's poetic that it went the way that it
poetic
did.
Poetic justice.
Then bringing in Trayvon Diggs, he plays one play. He's
ass run over.
Yeah,
your ass, my dude.
Ass, my dude.
Your ass, my dude.
Cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks. You see the Jaguars reporter?
Yes.
Talking very nice to the coach afterwards. Yeah. You know, inspiring the man for the next season.
She's making the rounds today.
I've seen that, bro.
Is it Black Free Press? Is that what she's ahead of?
She's going to be on Good Morning America pretty soon.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what she's
defending
ahead of.
Herself because people are, you know, the crusties out there are like, that's not good journalism.
Yeah, whatever.
How dare you? That's not a question.
My bad.
Sorry.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
You hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
And you did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you just hold your head up, okay?
Thank
and
you,
ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all right?
Thank you, ma'am.
You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
She's cheerleading.
Yeah.
She's a fan, bro.
You don't get that a lot, man, ever.
I thought you were jealous, Wolchuk.
I was like, hell yeah, go Lynn Jones.
Yeah,
go
she
girl.
Had pom-poms and everything, man.
Crush it.
What publication you said she worked for, Broder?
Black like Free 60
Press.
Minutes.
What no, it's the Black Free Press.
Black Free Press.
Free Press. That's what it is. I think that's her company. I think there's like
okay,
she
you
heads,
might be right, bro, but that she, was hilarious. We had it mixed up with this.
She it's like there's numerous things she heads up. I think that's. I
you
think
did
she,
your research on her.
Yeah, no, she's legit.
He scouted her.
Absolutely legit.
He was in here scouting.
Yeah.
How you doing today, Lynn Jones, Jacksonville
cool.
Free Press?
Yeah.
Jacksonville Free Press. Have you ever snuck in her DMs, Brian?
No, I don't. Okay. I have not. I might if I had a
He's
Twitter.
Hacked.
If I had a Twitter account,
hacked.
I might. Yeah,
he's still Twitter hacked. Account, he's still in Twitter jail.
God, it's embarrassing. It really is. I didn't do anything
great
wrong.
Great work down there in Florida.
Yeah.
Great work down there.
I
been keeping up with you for the past few years.
Yeah. The Ponte Vedra probably would have been her friend. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, bro. Yesterday's a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes over there at Friendship West Baptist Church. We got a young preacher right here that went viral. Went viral. The views expressed.
You say that you're a Christian, right? Say that you're a Christian. I want you to listen to me good.
Right?
You say you're a Christian, but you're gay. gay. You married a woman. You married a man, but you say you're a Christian. Wait a minute. Now, that don't add up.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, go read Leviticus 18 and 22 and see what it says. Go read Romans 1, 26 through 27 and see what it says.
That's a little sassy.
Be careful you let in the chamber of your marriage.
Mm.
Now, is that a woman preacher, a munchkin
it's a
preacher?
Kid, bro.
Little
zesty kid.
Little kid preacher.
Call the other gays out.
But he's gay.
I'm blind.
He's blind.
That's
fantastic,
this right here.
Yeah, Eric says it's fantastic, though.
It's pretty
Schedule
good stuff
that boy
right
for
there.
A guest appearance.
At least he's... You say. That you're a Christian, right?
Right.
Say that you're a Christian. I want you to listen to me good. You say good? You're a Christian... But you're gay.
But
you're
gay.
Terrible. But you're
gay. That is terrible, bro.
That's outstanding.
All right, man, that's it.
All righty, it is time to vote here for our G-Bag of the Day champion. Is it Ocho Cinco with Shannon Sharp? Is it Eagles fan analysis? Young Eagles fan. A Trap House Sports, bleep them Packers, your asser. Is it the Jags reporter giving Liam Cohen some love? Little pep talk there on
pep
the
talk.
Other side of it. Did a hell of a job there in year one, Liam. Brought some joy back to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
First time in a while.
Keep
First time since
up.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
There's been excitement there with the Jags.
Lynn Jones is here for you.
Or you say you're a Christian.
Somebody called him Theo Von Jr., bro.
But you gay.
Theo Von Jr.
No.
With the AI baby stuff, you know how they make them like, yes. Like babies?
Yeah, those are hilarious.
That's exactly put the voice on that.
Oh, God.
Okay, I am going to go with the Eagles fan analysis, Eric. How about you?
Give me the church clip, man.
All righty. Lucius?
Trap House.
We are tied at one, Woolchuck.
I'm going to go with the Trap House, too. Screw the Packers.
Brian?
I'm going to go with my reporter, Jacksonville.
By a score of 2-1.
Let's go, Lynn.
Distribution across this, and the new G-Bag of the Day champion is Trap House Sports.
Kaboom.
Bleep them Packers, and with that, it's time to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has L.A. Live.
Yes, it is a Monday-Friday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a
go. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
But you're gay.
Yeah.
I looked in your cup to see if you had enough. You looked in mine to check if I had more than you.
Mm.
That difference says everything. We are not the same. Pay attention to what people measure.
There you go. I'm going to give you some motivation all through the new year, bro. Get that motivation in there. Get that motivation. This is LA Live for Monday, July 12th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
We're busting out. Everybody come along. We're going to dance on the funk and make love.
Shout out to the now disband Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. And shout out to Greystone Roofing and Construction for sponsoring LA Live. That's greystone-roofing.com. It was a great wild card weekend. Everybody agrees, right?
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Overall, I believe so too.
Incredible.
Yes. And a great birthday weekend for Little Lucius. Everybody celebrating the birth of Little Lucius some odd years ago, way back in time. But this year's birthday, first of all, I want to say thank you, everybody, for sending me some love over the weekend and whatnot. It was definitely felt. I appreciate that, man. Starting off the new year, another trip around the sun. And this year's birthday set the tone for my year for sure. I'm sure it did. But let me first say, for the second weekend, my birthday has fallen on Wild Card Weekend.
Yes.
And I usually pull up on my pops with my cousins and everything during that time anyway, because you're about to see some of the best football of all time.
Right,
It's better than the Super Bowl sometimes, it's Wild Card Weekends and the playoffs and whatnot. So I did, just like I did last year, I just want to watch football, chill with my peoples, you know, smoke some cigars, drink some premium tequila, and eat steaks. Because dad knows how to cook some fire steaks.
It's awesome.
Yep, so second year in the row, I did that. And, man. So my plan was to just grill steaks, smoke cigars, drink tequila, watch the playoff in peace and love. With peace and love with the family and loved ones. And shout out to Broadus for his consultant for bringing that tequila along.
Yeah.
It was great. Dad grilled the steaks. One of my sisters made a, what was that, a sweet potato pound cake?
Oh, ooh, that sounds fantastic.
Hot, yeah, appreciate them. Shout out to my sisters, man. They was giving me a lot of love, make sure I felt good that day. They was, you know, loving me up. I had some friends from high school there. That was cool. Some friends from former radio stations there. Some cousins and uncles. I even got gifts. As a, you know, you don't
you
expect a gift. You don't expect a gift as a grown man on your birthday. You know, maybe a card or something like that. You don't expect a gift.
Right.
I got a, I can't believe my dad gave me this, bro.
What was it?
To the Moon Sativa vape pen.
Wow. Look at that.
Oh.
What? Why, bro? This is the dude that kicked me out of the house because he found some seeds of corn.
Things have changed.
Found some sticks and seeds of corn, bro. Some popcorn. Hey, kicked me out over this.
Opinions have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. Yeah, you telling me all about it. Yeah, you need a sativa. You're trying to explain to me. All right, man. All right.
When I was in my travel nightmare over the holidays, my mom was so stressed. I came back like 10 hours later after driving over the mountain each way. She goes, I was stressed there for a while, but then I got me one of my gummies.
Ah! It's changing.
Yeah.
The world is changing. And I got three heifers. Dad bought me three heifers.
Pigs?
Okay, heifers. I'm thinking
those
of
are cows.
I'm thinking of a big woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said it like that. But yeah, man, yeah, three cows,
three
bro.
Cows.
I didn't expect that, but he gave me three cows.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get a bull and make something happen over here, son.
It's like biblical.
Let's go ahead and prodigal son.
Yeah, so shout out to that, man. Yeah, and this year was what, year of the snake?
Got the horse. Ooh, now, right?
Is it?
25 was, yeah.
25 was
it? Well, it still is because the Chinese New Year has not even happened, and I can tell the Chinese New Year has not happened because
February, right?
Yes, February, I believe so.
February 16th?
So, yeah, keep your head on a swivel for that year of the snake. That means you're shedding things, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to leave things behind. Well, that thing started shedding. Oh, it started shedding. Oh, the year the snake was in his bag. And I'm going to just sit back and let God do his thing, you know? Because I can't. You work in mysterious ways, sir, so I'm going to let you do your thing. But as of right now, this is kind of how I feel.
Can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Johnny Rivers?
Yeah, man.
I can see all.
You have some cute Benzies there?
Huh?
Get some cute Benzies?
Cute Benzies?
Cute Benzies?
What is
that? What is it called? The mushrooms?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I did have some on deck, but I never got to them.
Okay.
It got a little weird at the end there, the old parties, and I couldn't really just, I was like, let me have my head together.
I know in the past you've talked about how it like it squeegees the fog out of your vision and your brain. So I thought that might be why you're seeing clearly now.
Oh, I'm just letting the year of the snake do its thing.
Nice.
Just peel the things back.
That's the year
back
of the horse.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
What?
That's to be the year of the horse.
What does that mean? We already said it was like magic horse or something like
that? Yeah, the magic horse. Yeah. Right. Fire horse.
The fire horse.
The fire horse, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, one of my cousins is a Panthers fan, so that game came first, and he was shaking in his boots.
He had to be happy the way his team played, though.
Yeah, he was. He was. But them knees was knocking. I heard him during the game. Pow, pow, pow. Them knees was knocking.
Close, man.
Yeah. Shout out to all the Panthers fans. You're one hit away, like Jay-Z said. You're one hit away.
Yeah.
Now, I bring that up because Ocho Cinco was one of our G-Bag of the Day champions. Tweeted a video this weekend defending his pronunciation of Ralea.
Ralea.
He, I guess. I can't tell if this is AI or if the news crew at WRAL is in on the bit, but listen to this, though.
Live from WRAL News headquarters in Ralea, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Good morning, everyone. We're here to get your Friday started. A lot happening. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Lovingood. Thank you so much for watching WRAL News, Raleigh's number one news source for all your traffic, weather.
And we're looking at a much better chance for rain. It looks like we could see scattered showers during the day Saturday, especially in Raleigh. It looks like Durham also.
What? I love it, man. Yeah.
I think he's leveraging AI. That'd be my guess.
Is that what that is?
I think he said, I'm going to prove myself right here. He's doing a bit.
It's got to be, bro.
Yeah.
It looks so good, that AI. I could not tell if that's an AI video or are they just down with the bit, too.
I think they're down with the bit.
I think they're down with the bit. This is a real news station. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're really down with the bit.
Helping their guy out?
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, that's going to help you go viral. That's going to raise awareness about you.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
You think they're down with a bit like that? So they all did them little setup things just to get, just to, man, come on! Just to dunk on Unk.
Yeah, just have some fun. He's a South Carolina guy, right?
Yeah.
He's from
Maybe that's the gal he was dating 10 years ago.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a kid, though.
That might be a nice name for a kid.
Raleigh.
Yeah. If anybody has real information on what that situation, that video is, Ocho Cinco tweeted it over the weekend. I need to know if it's AI or if they're in on the bit, bro. Either way, it's good. I like the trolling. I like that. Keep it up. Let me get the vibes right real quick.
Can't see all the smoke.
I was tearing them cigars up the other day.
Oh, man. Imagine that.
And that tequila that you gave us, when you turn the bottle upside down, the top is like a shot thing, right?
Yeah.
So I asked my cousins, uncle, anybody who wants some, you want a shot? They like, yeah, let me get some of that. And I'll turn it up, and I'll look at them, and I'll say, all right, say when.
When.
Say when.
Say when.
I'll pull that thing back when it gets to the amount they want, hand it to them. And I said, every man pours his own poison.
Yeah.
Oh, I was having a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty tequila, too, in that bottle.
I'm glad.
It was. Hey, they found out who was setting cars on fire in that Southwest Fort Worth neighborhood.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, shout out to the boy dads out here. 17-year-old kid.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Set fire to 5 vehicles on Christmas and New Year's through that holiday. Dog, man, them boys be getting into stuff. That's the thing about being a boy dad. They get into the weirdest of things.
Yeah, we went on a run. You know, right when you get that car and you don't really have anything to do, you're just hanging out with idiot friends, you know?
Yes, I do.
Doing hood rat things with friends.
Yes, I do.
What happened to ringing doorbells and running? Now we're setting
cars. That's dangerous.
Do some of that.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
Now, you can get shot now. Yeah, you can get shot. You're
with
absolutely
the
right about
doorbell
that.
Cams, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're telling on yourself.
I'm just saying in the 70s, that's what we did. We weren't setting cars on fire.
No.
We were jumping over trash cans on our bikes and like breaking bones.
I got busted for throwing peaches.
Yeah.
There was a peach tree. Throwing peaches at a car one time. Yeah. They weren't like the big peaches. They were real small, but everybody else couldn't hit it, and I hit the darn car. Boom! I was like, I thought I was going to be champion. And everybody ran off and left me right there.
Yeah. You got to be ready to hot-foot it out of there.
Yeah, champion.
I think the dumbest thing we ever did was, for whatever reason, we thought it'd be funny to take apart the long wooden fences that are out there in the country?
Yes.
That might keep cows in,
yes,
but not horses.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we're like, let's just take down a good, I don't know, 100 yards of this.
Oh, my God.
And also, you got cattle all over
the
place?
You got cows out in the road.
That's mischief, man.
Yeah. Oh, malicious man. Mischief.
Malicious mischief, yeah.
Yeah, that's the technical term.
I saw the front, of a mobile home. I saw the front of a mobile home that hit a hog. So I can imagine, like, hitting a cow. I mean, you're
that's bad.
Completely
just stupid.
Yeah, tore up front end of that thing.
It's like the Macaulay Culkin movie. The evil son, whatever his name is. What was that, Will Chuck?
Children of the Corn.
Macaulay Culkin was like a bad kid. He threw like the fake body onto the highway.
Oh,
caused panic.
I don't think I've seen this.
Oh, yeah, look that up,
oh,
man.
Damn.
Dad problems, bro. Boy dad problems. Reminds me of the angry dad that sounds like Batman. You guys remember him, right?
Oh, Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where you at? I'm in North Liberty.
Where are you at?
Oh, jeez.
Is it the good son?
The good son. Yeah, I said the bad son. That's two on the nose.
Where you at? I'm in North Liberty.
Doing what?
I'm at Asher's house.
Ooh.
Your mom's on her way to get you.
Okay.
I'm f***ing pissed.
Okay.
Okay. Call your mom and tell her where the f*** you're at.
All right. Bye.
Wow.
Bye.
Boy dad stuff, bro. Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to be that nonchalant with me. You know, if you know you're supposed to be in trouble and you're still acting too cool for school, like
that's
the punishment
me.
Is doubling actively.
Got hit with a right cross being that way.
Yeah.
Dad, he asked me, I was hammered. He goes, where you been? I said, I have no idea. Boom! Oh. I was laying on the wall. He says, I'll see you in the morning. I just picked myself up and went to bed. I did. I didn't.
I'll
I wouldn't
see you in the morning.
Yeah, I'll see you in the morning.
Just a little goodnight kiss. Yeah. Bang!
Man, it was tough. Oh, blame him.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Now, this weekend was my birthday, but it was a somber one. It was a somber one. Friday night, I got some awful news. And it definitely bled over into my birthday hangout. having friends from high school there, we couldn't help but just, you know, have this conversation. I'll be a little sad about it. But if you were in Grand Prairie at a particular time, you might have heard of a name of Gavin Booth.
Gavin Booth.
Gavin Booth. If you ran track during a particular time in this DFW area, you have heard of the name of Gavin Booth, 100%. My sister ran against them when she was at Hockaday. So, yeah, Gavin Booth, man, if you played football in the DFW area during a particular time, you have heard of the name of Gavin Booth. You went to Rice football during a particular time, you've heard of Gavin Booth. Well, we found out that he was murdered in Maryland.
Silver Springs.
Yep, recently. Tragic stuff, man. Real tragic stuff. Justice for Gavin. Send his family some healing energy. His dad, which is a real cool dude, looks like Harry Belafonte.
Whoa.
His mom and his sister, Ray Sham. Ray Sham was always cool, man. Shout out to you, sir. I mean, ma'am, excuse me, but I'm talking about Gavin when I say sir. But God bless that family. Rest well, G. Grand Prairie legend Gavin Booth. Love you, sir. My name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black, Lord willing, tomorrow if the creek don't rise on me. Don't rise on me. I'll holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live. Lucius Alexander. Every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Happy birthday once again, sir. We got 4 hour down and one to go. A wild card edition of True or Fart, Woolchuck?
Let's do it. I've got some questions. Do you agree, true, or do you disagree? That's a fart. We'll do that next in the nation.